From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Illinois' Little Calumet River may not be at the top of many travel bucket lists, but there are people working to change that. The New York Times recently highlighted the Little Calumet on its list of 52 places for a changed world. The project profiled destinations with a social and climate conscience. As the paper put it, places around the globe where travelers can be a part of the solution. Located on the southeast side of Chicago and through its suburbs, the Little Calumet once played an important role as part of the Underground Railroad. And recent conservation efforts have worked to establish a new 7-mile African-American Heritage Water Trail, where people can set out in canoes and kayaks, learning about the history of the river as they paddle. And for bird watchers, restoration efforts have led marsh bird species to return to the river's wetlands. Joining us to talk more about the water trail are Lillian Holden, Education and Community Outreach Coordinator with Open Lands. Lillian, welcome to The 21st.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Also with us is Michael Taylor, board member for both the Illinois Paddling Council and the Lakeshore Camp Resort in Portage, Indiana. Michael, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And Ron Gaines is the owner of Chicago's finest marina, the oldest black-owned marina in the city. Ron, thank you for being here as well. Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number to call is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st Show. Lillian, let's start with a little bit of the history of the Calumet River. And as I mentioned, its importance in African-American history in Chicago. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So the Little Calumet River has a strong relation to African-American history, and it holds several things. So there's the Underground Railroad, there are civil rights, there is the birth of the environmental justice movement, the Village of Robbins, the Robbins Airport, and the Tuskegee Airmen. So upon working on the project, I was intrigued to learn about sites and figures like the Tons and the Ton Farm, the Dalton Brothers and the Dalton Ferry, the mother of the environmental justice movement, Hazel Johnson, Bishop Henry Ford, and Robbins Airport.
And some of those names, I think, will be familiar. You know, Dalton is a community name there. Henry Ford is the name on an expressway now. What can you talk about where did the idea of creating this water trail to celebrate and educate travelers? Where did that come from?
Yeah, I really love this question because Openlands, for quite a while, has had a strong presence in improving habitat, water quality, and public access along waterways in the greater Chicago region. Several projects have manifested out of this involvement, such as the Northeastern Illinois Regional Planning Water Trail Plan, and that plan has existed since the 1990s. So the Northeastern Illinois Regional Water Trail Plan presents a vision of public and accessible canoe and kayak trails on 10 waterways throughout the region. The Little Calumet River and the Cal Sag Channel are part of those waterways. So I want to just shift it to 2018. And in 2018, Openlands participated in a planning process led by the Forest Reserves of Cook County. And the meeting was aimed towards the communities near Bobian Woods, because Bobian Woods offers access to river and other natural areas in the preserve. So the outcome of the planning process was to connect the community to the river by telling significant African-American history that has taken place along the river corridors and in the neighborhoods and in the villages along the bank. And so this led to the creation of the African-American Heritage Brochure, the story map, and the asset map.
And are you still with us, Lillian? I think we may have.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
yes.
You were okay. I'm sorry. It sounded like you paused mid sentence. I wasn't sure if you dropped out. So, Openlands is for people who may not be familiar, an urban conservation group, right? And there have been various water trails around the Midwest. This is the first, I understand it, historical water trail. Can you talk about what's different about creating that?
So what's different about creating the water trail is that this project is geared towards evoking a sense of place and towards connecting community members to an ecologically rich and historically rich trip of water. For example, we've worked with archaeologists to uncover remnants of the Underground Railroad, and that's where we found that the Tom Farm was a holding place for freedom seekers who were traveling up north for freedom. And then also with the travel along, you do learn about other important sites, sure, such as the Chicago Finest Marina, which is one of the first Black-owned marinas in the area, first and only. So,
yeah, well, let's go turn to that then. So, Ron Gaines, let me ask you. You are the owner of Chicago's oldest Black-owned marina, Chicago's Finest Marina. It's also the site, as we've been hearing, of a historic Underground Railroad safe house. How do you note that history at the marina there?
Yes, first of all, thank you for having me on today. And I came about the marina back in, around 2004. I'm a retired sergeant with Chicago Police Department, and I had the opportunity to purchase the marina at that time upon my retirement. But I was an avid boater in the region for some time back in the 80s. And I was quite aware of, at that time was the Maryland Manor Boat Club and its existence. And I was a former member of the boat club there. And I'm just honored to be able to come back at this stage of life and purchase the marina and find out about the rich history that came about only a couple of years ago through Larry McCollum, who's a historian. And he gave me a call and told me that the marina was actually on the site of the Tun Farm, which, as you're explaining, it was used during the Underground Railroad to hide freedom seekers on the property. So, I feel really honored to have such a rich, great history behind my business and my operation.
And can you, Michael, let me bring you into the conversation now, Michael Taylor, with the Illinois Paddling Council. I'm from the South Suburbs, and I'm a little familiar with the Little Calumet. Ron mentioned he was a boater there in the 80s. My family also boated on that river in the 80s. It did not exactly have a reputation as, exactly a clean waterway. There's a lot of industrial sites along it. How is it paddling there today? Is the river recovering from its sort of industrial history as well?
Well, from when I first started paddling on the river, it definitely has come a long way. Like Ron's, I started as a power boater. I had a boat on the Little Calumet River at one of the marinas there. And then several years later, I started kayaking. And once I started kayaking, you begin to notice a lot more of the trash that's in there because you're actually literally on the water compared to being in a big boat. Mm-hmm. And so I went to a meeting that was in Blue Island with the Calumet Heritage, organization at the time. And met some of the guys at Open Lands, I believe was there, and also, of course, Village of Blue Island, and said, hey, why don't we put together some kind of cleanup for the river, because the river is, got a lot of barrels and basketballs and a lot of trash on it. And so we started cleaning it up. That had to be back in maybe 2010, 2011 or something like that when we first started. But that, along with the big dig they did and taking the, where they diverted the sewage and now they're processing the sewage, they don't spill as much sewage into the river as they used to a dozen years ago. So it's much healthier than it used
to. Okay, Michael, we're having a little issue with your connection today. I think we may try to either reconnect on the Zoom or maybe give you a call. Lillian, let me come back to you while we, our producers and engineer, troubleshoot our connection with Michael there. What specific monuments or memorials does the trail highlight?
Yeah, so it highlights definitely the Tom Farm site that I mentioned earlier. It highlights the Chicago Finest Marina. It travels up towards areas to talk about the environmental justice movement. And then it connects to the Robbins community through the Robbins Airport, which is the first Black Black-owned airport that have funneled Tuskegee Airmen. There are also other monuments such as the Major Taylor Trail Bridge. And Major Taylor was the first African-American international sports star and a world champion bicycle rider who raced across America and Europe at the turn of the 20th century. And then there's also, I mentioned earlier, the Dauphin Ferry and the bridge. The Dauphin Ferry was pivotal towards also freedom seekers gaining salvation as they go up north, and freedom as they go up north. Those are the main sites.
Yeah. So, Michael, when you're actually paddling on the river, what does it look like? I think people are maybe more used to going on trails where there are little metal signs along the way that maybe denote some history. What is the experience of actually trying to navigate the river and seeing, you know, seeking out these sites when you're on the water?
Well, it's one that you have to actually experience in order to really understand the dynamics and the richness that the river offers. When you're on a boat like a kayak or canoe compared to a big power boat where you're missing everything, you're going too fast. But the river itself is very dynamic. It's a beautiful stretch of river. Like I always tell people, if you close your eyes, you'd think you're either in upper Wisconsin or Michigan someplace compared to, you know, the south side of Chicago. And in other sections, it looks like you could be back in, you know, the 16th or 17th century. You've got both the upper and little Calumet River. So you've got, you know, those two sections and each one has different character and they're both great to paddle.
Ron, you mentioned the history, or we've been talking about the history of the site where your marina is located. Do you feel like people in Chicago have a good sense of that history, or is this something that's been overlooked and there's more that needs to be done to educate people and help them understand what's right under their feet?
Yes, well, I really feel that more needs to be done to educate the people about the river. I'd like to reiterate what Michael's speaking of. I too have experienced the river from years past, and it was known to have a lot of debris and not being kept up well. But I think in the recent years, they've done a good job in an organization like Open Lands trying to come about and bring more attention to the river and this usage, because I think it's really a diamond in the rough. Everybody thinks of the river, they think of Chicago River downtown and things of this nature, but we have a beautiful, unique opportunity here on the south side of Chicago to highlight this river as an up and coming tourist attraction. And we're just trying to tie in with the community to help them understand the rich and valuable waterways that we're holding with, and the along with the rich historical nature of it, because as you mentioned, truly it's not enough people who really know the rich history, and we're trying to provide that through just getting the word out, so to speak.
I think I read in the Tribune that you have some signage, that the National Park Service had a grant to put some signage up. Has that gone in yet? And have you found that that's, you know, drawn people that may not have otherwise come to seeking out the historic underground railroad nature of your site?
Well, as I mentioned, I was working along with the historian Larry McCullum and Tom Shepard, the two guys who were kind of instrumental in getting the grant. Regarding the signage, but we're hoping that the signage would bring more attention to the portion of our part of the Tun Farm that's mostly accessible at this time for people to see. And also they're developing a signage on the waterway that you can see for boaters to go by to further honor and understand that the value of the Underground Railroad and the Tun Farm and Chicago's finest as it holds, you know, on the river.
All right, we need to take a break on the program. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about the Little Calumet and the African American Heritage Water Trail there, with some significant sites, landmarks and spots that were part of the Underground Railroad and landmarks and city names recognizing people from history, from the area. We're going to talk about that. 800-222-9455 is the number if you want to join our conversation. That's 800-222-9455. We're speaking with Michael Taylor, who's a board member on the Illinois Paddling Council, Ron Gaines, who's the owner of Chicago's finest marina on the river there, and Lillian Holden, who's education and community outreach coordinator at Open Lands. Again, if you want to join our conversation, if you have a question about this, about actually becoming a tourist at this heritage waterway, 800-222-9455. Stay with us. Welcome back to the 21st. We are talking this hour about the Little Calumet River, which is on the south side of Chicago and then winds through the south suburbs. It was recently highlighted by the New York Times on a travel list of 52 places for a changed world. The idea was these were destinations with a social and a climate conscience, you might say. There is a new 7-mile African American Heritage Water Trail on the Little Calumet where people can head out in canoes or kayaks, and as they paddle along, learn about the history of the river and the region. We're talking about this with Lillian Holden from the organization Open Lands, which helped create this. Ron Gaines, who's the owner of Chicago's finest marina, the oldest black-owned marina in the city. And Michael Taylor, a board member with the Illinois Paddling Council. And Michael, so how accessible is this waterway, this water trail, to people who are in the area, to locals and community members?
Okay, well, it is very accessible now compared to, I guess, how it has been in the past. One of the things that we do at the Illinois Paddling Council is be an advocacy for paddlers and providing education. And one of the things we do coordinate working with Open Lands and the Forest Reserve District on a yearly basis is our canoe, kayak, river cleanup, and introduction classes. So you've got access in Bobian Woods. You've got access in several places. They installed a new boat ramp. Thank you very much. Forest Reserve District at Kickapoo Woods on Halsted and Riverdale. But that's the upper portion of the Little Calumet River. And you also have access at a boat ramp there in Blue Island, right at the Forest Reserve District. So there's several places where you can get on. The biggest challenge, however, is access to boats themselves, because after we conduct the class, right, and then everyone's thrilled and everyone's had a good time, the one question they ask is, okay, now where can I get a boat? So that's the biggest challenge that we have, is trying to get people to have, you know, the gear and the boats necessary to really explore and take advantage of the river.
So I take it there's not necessarily a lot of places where you could even rent one yet, maybe.
No.
Is that in the works?
There is on the north. Well, you know, that's the biggest challenge. I mean, there is on the north side, but not on the south side. You know, the biggest challenge is, you know, what it's like chicken and egg, right? So you have the demand has to be there in order to justify the expense. It's a business, right? In order to justify the expense of putting boats and making boats available. But it's a big challenge, you know.
I wonder, can jump in.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Second, help Mike out there as well. Everything is said is true, and as a business owner on the river, we're trying at the Chicago's Finest Marina to develop also pontoon boats for rental. I think this is something unique for this side of town, and for people who might be physically challenged for when it comes to paddling, we're trying to offer another area for them to enjoy the sights on the river, because as you know, when people come out and see the waterway, first thing they say is, hey, can I get a boat? Can, you know, how can I get out here and be part of this? And I would love to tie up with Mike later on or whatever to try to add a kayak or canoeing aspect to the river venture also, because I do have a ramp for entering the river at my location. But as I'm saying, we're still, right, you know, we're trying to get it suitable for everyone's use, because we're kind of using it as for family and friends and our little oasis on the river right now. So we're trying to get together a good business model so everyone can come out and enjoy what Mike and I have been enjoying for years.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
I was just about to say to Ron, you know, I've been to your place, Ron, many times, waved at you, stopped by.
Right.
You know, it is a good location to be able to offer boat rentals. You may also want to include some canoes and kayaks in the mix, man. I'll help you out.
No doubt. Just stop by and give me a holler, and we'll get this thing going for everybody involved.
Michael, I wonder if you ever encounter skepticism, like, you know, Black people saying, you know, I don't see a lot of other Black people canoeing, kayaking. You know, maybe people feel this is not, you know, a welcoming sport for them. Do you ever run into that? And how do you address that, if so?
Well, you know, yes, I have run into that, of course. But that's actually one of the things that I'm hard pressed to do is to change that. And we've been able to overcome a lot of that by conducting classes as I do throughout the area, both in Little Calumet as well as in Portage at the campground there. So we're overcoming it with some of the events that we've held, particularly a couple of years ago because of COVID. You know, we didn't do as much last year, but we're overcoming that. They're seeing more and more people out there of color that's on the river. So I'm seeing more and more people out there.
Lillian, I want to bring you back into the conversation. 2020 was obviously a year of social change and a lot more heightened sort of attention and discussion on questions of racial equality. I wonder if you saw an increase in interest in tourism in the region since that summer.
Well, what I can speak on is that I've seen an increase in birding, definitely across race and gender.
Interesting.
And I've seen more people my age, early 20s, mid 20s, get into birding, whereas previous years, birding wasn't even a conversation. So in terms of tourism, I may not be the best person to speak on it, but birding for sure.
What birds draw you to, or what can somebody, if somebody is into birds, you know, what can they hope to spot on the river there?
Yeah. So last time we canoed and kayaked with community was around August of last year. And during that canoe kayaking experience, we saw a cormorant. We saw a killdeer. There's a lot of birds out here, you know. So sometimes the names blur. But we saw an abundance of birds.
Yeah.
I would say like Bobian Woods and the Little Calumet River attracts all types of wildlife. You will see a great egret. There are also tons of the common birds. So around the boat ramp, you might see cardinals. You might see some robins. Also, we did see a couple hawks, which were really cool. So we saw a couple Cooper's hawks. And just like there, since the water does have fish, some osprey around the area as well. Yeah.
Cooper's hawk. There's you've got me hungry now. It's a Chicagoland restaurant joke. Okay. Michael, I don't know if you wanted to get in on the birding angle there.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that amazed me as well. When I switched from being a big boater to a paddler, you do see more of the animals that use the river, right? So you're going to see the birds, you're going to see the deer that come up, and you see the turtles in the water, that sort of thing. I also want to give a shout out to the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District. Ever since they opened up the quarry, and they're being able to not to divert the sewage into the quarry as opposed to dumping it in the river, it's made a significant difference in the cleanliness of the river. So want to make sure that we mention them as well. They've gone a long way to helping us in doing that. But yeah, you see all kind of wildlife that maybe you wouldn't normally see, of course, as you're traversing in your car or even on a big powerboat. You're going to see a lot more with nature on a canoe or kayak than you would almost any place else.
All right. Well, this has been a great conversation. I hope it inspires some of our listeners to seek out the Little Calumet, find a way to get a canoe or a kayak and enjoy the new Heritage Water Trail there. Ron Gaines is the owner of Chicago's Finest Marina. Lillian Holden is with Openlands, and Michael Taylor is with the Illinois Paddling Council. Thank you all so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When Israel was in Egypt's land,
let my people go.
Oppressed so hard they could not stand,
let my people go.
Go down, Moses, way down. Land, tell old
Pharaoh,
let my people go.